Well, that's, I'm not the gabbai. I mean, there's a gabbai here.
I thought I was the gabbai last night.
Okay. Wednesday night. Shir on the Dorim. We're going to Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara had made a Hekesh. Hekesh is one of the Midos in the Torah. They make a Hekesh. Talach L'Moshe M'Sinai. I'll use the word compare, but compare sounds like logic. And a Hekesh is when two things are put together in a Pasuk for the purpose of learning out that they're the same in different ways. Hekesh. To meet in the Torah. It demands that we compare them. It compels us to compare them in different dinim. Omar Mar, that's around the middle of the Amud, and we're quoting the Braisa on Gimel Amud Aleph. Umana Dorim Oive Babal Yachel Babal Ta'acher. A neder carries in it these two lavim. Bal Yachel, if you violate the neder totally. Bal Ta'acher, which is by Karbonos, if you delay fulfilling the neder for a certain amount of time, for three regalim. So there's Bal Ta'acher. So Nozir also, the Hekesh is between the Dorim Nidvei Yisr, and I guess Nidvei Hekesh, because Bal Ta'acher is Nidvei Hekesh, and Nozir. So Nozir also has these two lavim. Right away, I mean, I'm bothered by a question right away, and really this is a question not for here, it's a question for the Bryce on Gimel Amud Aleph, that Nazirus is a type of nether. So, you know, we saw three sheikhs. Is it an Issa Chefza that it's like the Asur of the grapes, or is it this, or is it that? Now, if it would be a regular nether, then you wouldn't need a Hekesh. You would say it's a nether. It's Bal Yachel. I don't know, Bal Ta'acher is a bit more complicated, because it's certainly not like a neder to bring a karbon, which in the case of Bal Ta'acher is by Nidvei Hekdesh, not by Nidvei Yisr. But certainly Bal Yachel is by Nidvei Yisr, so if you look at a Nazirus, I mean, even the Lashon HaPasuk that makes the Hekesh is Ish Oisha Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nozer Lahazer Lashem. But if you, so it's a Hekesh, the Gemara says. So I don't know, if you open a Rambam, Hilchos Nazirus, he says very, very matter-of-factly in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, HaNazirus he neder Mechlal Nidre Yisr. Nazirus is a type of Nidre Yisr. Shenemar, and he says the Pasuk, Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir Lashem. So, you know, the Gemara makes a Hekesh out of it. So the Hekesh is a little too fancy. The Rambam just says it's like what we call Pashtei Dekra. It's a type of neder. The Rambam couldn't be any more explicit than the sentence, and a zirus he neder mechlal nidvei yisr. Grada, the Rambam makes it sound like, again, we had, let's talk about the three sheet. This one is that when you say Arini Nozer, it's like you say Anovim Oser Alai, Yayin Oser Alai, Mesim Oser Alai, etc. Others say it's on the Gavra, but on the Gavra as a Heftza. Ye Oser Pi Lishtos Yayin, Ye Oser Sairi Milahiz Galeach, Ye Oser Yodi Latami Bemes. And what I think is most mashma from the Rosh is that it's neither of those two. But you say you're a nozir, it's more like Nidvei Hekdesh than anything else, where you make yourself into a type of Kohen. You give your guf a Kedusha. That's not the Gavra as a Chefza, that's the Gavra as a Gavra. I'm Kadosh, Hareni Nozir. And then you're like a Kohen, and the way the Rosh says it on Dav Beis Amud Beis, and the Torah says, don't drink wine, don't do this, don't do that. You're like a Kohen, you're not allowed to do these things. You're a temporary Kohen, so to speak. The Rambam says it's neder, and Rav Shimon Shkop, we saw, he says it's like a neder l'dvar mitzvah. Really. But, what? Yeah. I don't know. So the Rambam taka. Unless you say a principle, which I'm not ready to say, that every hekesh, like I said, the hekesh really in Hebrew, you say hekesh, it means a comparison, which always makes it sound logical. But hekesh is a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, or it's a midah shatorah nedroshos b'hem. So, or you could say it's just a compelling comparison. But if you learn out that there's a hekesh, it's just a simple comparison. It's not like, you know, that you learn out, let's say, a gzeira shova is more drosha dik. Like, even if the gzeira shova doesn't mean there's a comparison between the two things. Gzeira shova means you learn out. You learn out a gzeira shova between gittin and kiddusha. Just like you could be megarish and isha b'shtar, you could be mekadish and isha b'shtar. The word comparison doesn't, it's not a true word. But hekesh means comparison. So maybe every hekesh is the Torah telling you that they're to be compared. I don't know. The Rambam makes it sound very natural and normal and logical. And he quotes the pasuk, and then the Gemara makes a whole hekesh out of the pasuk. I don't know, tzorichim. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, and from this Gemara, the Gemara says, okay, umana dharma v'bebal yachal v'bebal t'acher, so nozir also y'ay v'bebal yachal v'bebal t'acher. That was on Amar Aleph. That was the limud. Now, we'll first deal with bal yachal. Bishlama bal yachal d'nedorim mashkachas lo k'goyin di'omar kikazu ochal v'lo ochla. It is very, very, very strange Gemara. For many, many, many reasons. First of all, we've been learning in the whole Masechta till now that neder is when you forbid something. You say it's osur, kikur zeh osur alai. And the way we have the girsa in the Gemara, it's saying kikur zu ochal, I'll eat this kikur v'lo ochla, and he didn't eat it. That's not a neder. It's foreign to our idea of neder. We've spent the whole Masechta learning that it's not a neder. The whole Masechta is till about Gimel Amud Beis at least. Very weird Gemara. Also, I think it's weird why the Gemara has to look for a case. You find a case. You're going to Omar Kikazu Ochal Velo Ochla. We have a case. Now, I don't know what you have to look for cases for. It says Bal Yachel in the Chumash, in the Parsha of Neder. It says Ish Kihidar Neder Lashem. Oh, next week's Parsha. Not this week's, next week's. Ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem o yishava shvua lesser iser al nafsho lo yachel devaro. So what do you need a case for? Bish lomo bal yachel dinadorim mashkachas lo, you have a case. You're going to yomar kikazu ochal v'lo ochal. So forgetting about that, the case of the Gemara is just weird. But why do you even have to give a case? Why does the Gemara feel compelled to give a case? And to say mashkachas lo, we find it in the following case. It's a pasuk. Where is bal yachel is by nedarim? That's where it is. It says it in the pasuk. Very strange. Maybe we'll have a teretz as we see certain things about the sugya. We're in the middle of the question, but before we complete the sentence, let's look at just everybody talks about this weird. Example of bal yachel of neder that the Gemara gives, kikazu ochal v'lo ochla. What's that all about? Yeah, exactly. So if you look at the Gilyan Hashas, which you hopefully have on the side of your Gemara, ayin l'kamon, you have it? Everybody have a Gilyan Hashas? If you have the Oiz v'hod Gemara, it's on the left hand margin. Gilyan Hashas. Ayin lekamon davches baran debri amasul laloi mushba mitzorachian the haneder bekum vasei lo meshkachas lo. What was the Gemara talking about? The chol neder who shalser chayfitz olov. You aser, you make the chayfitz into a chetzud yisur. It's a chetzud. You say it should be aser on you. Uvneder shalo olchal. You know, if you'd say neder that I won't eat. So some hold it's yodus. That's Ramban and that beis on beis neder b'losh shvuah. Lasos Lemashkachas lo. What in the world is it talking about? So the Achrayim have a good time with this, and they give different scenarios and cases. None of them answer the question, though. The main question being, I think, like, why does the Gemara even have to give a case for it? If you look in the back of your Gemaras in the Rishash, again, if you have the Oiz V'Hodor, so in the back of the Gemara, there's a, on the bottom of the Yalkut Meforshim HaChodosh, they put the Rishash separately. He gets pride of placement. He gets his own placement on the page. It's like after the Marsha. After the Marsha, there's something called Yalkut Meforshim. So, and then there's Rishash. I don't know. Anyway, the Rishash says, Gimel Amud Beis Rishash, Ayin Gilyan Hashas, Mashahel of Tzorachiyan. Kamanochi Amadati V'iyu Zeh. Bolichel Yotza Dayan Ma'or. Rishash says, I thought of the question first, no fear. I thought of the question before they printed the Gilyan Hashas. Well, Marti Liyashim, and I had a final, I had a teretz. The Mairi lay, he came up with a case. Again, it's weird. Why should the Gemara pick such a crazy case for? He says, Koinem kikazu alai im lo ochal zu. This should be usher on me if I don't eat this. So, and he ate the first one. So in effect, he better eat the second one. Kika one should be usher on me if I don't eat kikar two. And he ate kikar one. So now he's compelled to eat kikar two, or else he's violating his nether. So to say the Gemara means such a case, why should it say such a case? Very, very strange. The second teretz is even stranger. He says maybe you could make a nether, b'kum ba'asei. Dover ze'osra alai is a nether, but you can do a kumba asay also. Maybe that's also a type of nether. I'm like, where's he coming from? Left field. I don't know where the Rishash is coming from. So the good old Shalmei Nedarim says, there's a mistake here in the Gemara. A copy is a mistake. I think that's what he says.
Can we say like what Ron said over here? That's La Daka.
When, if you would say kikazu lo ochal, so then you talk about lav dafka. You know, he forbade the kikar, and it's lav dafka. It doesn't say achilas kikar ze alai. It says lo ochal kikar ze. But kikazu ochal, I will eat it. There's no lav dafka there. Like, that doesn't work. So the good old Shalmei Nedarim Vega, Gilyan Hashas, the Rishash, he says, it's very strange. Tos Seifer, that's all. The Girsan Achayna, it says, Kikazu lo olcha, the ochla. So it's not so great shakes either, but at least there you say either lav dafka, or according to the Ramban, it's Yodus. Then he says, they found old. Somebody wrote a sefer Tiktukei Sofer of Rabinovitz. He wrote a sefer collecting all the old manuscripts of Shas. So he says he corresponded with Rav Rafal Noter Rabinovitz, the Baal Mechaber sefer Tiktukei Sofer, and he told me in the old Defusim it says Achilas Kikazu Alai, the way we'd like it to say it. I'm still troubled by, and I think we may have a teretz when we complete the sugyah, maybe, why the Gemara even bothers looking for a case. By me, that's the primary question. I knew you, Gemara gets into trouble because it starts looking for a case. What do you have to look for a case for? It says in the pasuk, Bal Yachel, the Dorim, Bal Yachel Dvaro. What is, like, such a fun. Bishlomo Mashkachaslo. You know when you say Mashkachaslo? When you do a search, when you click search, Mashkachaslo means you're doing a search. What are you doing a search for? It says in the pasuk, you make a neder, you have a Bal Yachel Dvaro. What do I have to tell me what he said and what he meant? And what he could have said, and this girsa and that girsa, what do I care? It says, if you make a neder, you have a bal yachel. So I think maybe. Now let's get to the Gemara, because we didn't even start the problem.
We're in the problem with bal tacher.
We're not talking about bal tacher, that's the next sugya. First, we're doing these five lines about bal yachel. The hekesh on Gimel Amud Aleph compares Nedorim to Nozir, or rather Nozir to Nedorim, that there's bal yachel and there's bal tacher. First, we're learning the Gemara about Bal Yachel. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, probably we won't get up to there, but next week we'll learn about Bal Ta'achel. First comes Bal Yachel. So again, the Gemara says, Bishlama Bal Yachel de Nedorim, we have a case. Okay. Ella Bal Yachel de Nazirus Hechem Ashkachas Lo. What's the case? And the Gemara says, what the Gemara elaborates on its question, even the Yom Harini Nozir, Havalei Nozir, come Ochal, if he ate grapes, for example, come Lebe Bal Yochal, so he's over the Isser of Bal Yochal that it says in the Parsha of Nozir, Mecharzanim Va'adzog, grape seeds, Lo Yochal, he's not allowed to eat it. Shoso, come Lebe Bal Yishte, if he drank wine, so he's over Yayin V'Sheicha Lo Yishte. What's the Gemara's question? We're going to learn the round now. The Gemara's question doesn't seem... What's the Gemara asking?
Even hold that Nezer is a form of a neder, then you have a question.
The Gemara says it's... Wait. The Gemara says explicitly, the Braisa says explicitly, that the Hekesh tells me that Yoiva Bal Yachel by Nazirus. Now the Gemara asks a question which... Because of the Hekesh. We're forgetting about what we asked about the Rambam. We'll put that aside. Maybe we'll come up with an answer, maybe we won't. A Hekesh. Now the Gemara is asking on the Hekesh. It says, and the Gemara's question doesn't make any sense. But just to say the words of... Yes, so Zayim Bal Yachel also. What's the big deal? What's the Gemara? And the Gemara makes it sound like, Hechi Mashkakaslo, what's the case? How do you have a case? You're violating other lavim. Well, let's see the Ran. The Ran is bothered by this. Like, what's the big deal? Yoiva Bal Yachel also. The Hekesh says that Yoiva Bal Yachel. Now, remember what Bal Yachel is. Bal Yachel says, don't violate your nether. By Nozir, what the Gemara is referring to is specific lavim by a Nozir. If you eat grapes, Yoiva Bal Yoichal. Let's not confuse Bal Yachel with Bal Yoichal. Bal Yachel Dvoro means don't violate your nether. Then there's Bal Yochal, don't eat grapes. Bal Yishter, don't drink wine. So now, let's see the Ram. So, again, the first two lines of Gemara were strange. But that's not even the Gemara. The Gemara is the Kasha. The Braisa says, Yoiva Bal Yachel by Nazirus. What's the case? If you eat grapes, so you're over Bal Yochal. The Torah says a lot. And if you drink wine, you're over Bal Yishter. The Torah says a lot. What's the case that you're over Bal Yachel? What would be the case? So the Ran, Omar Mar, the first big line. Ela Bal Yachel de Nazir Sechim Meshkachaslo. What's the case? Klomar, the Ran's explaining the question. Hechi Meshkachaslo de Iko Bal Yachel Uchuda. What's the case that you're only over Bal Yachel, alone? L'chuda means alone. The Kosalka Daitach, remember there's a Hekesh. So the Gemara thought that the Hekesh, the Chihechi, just like the Benedorim, Leko Elachad Lav, you're only violating one Lav, Bal Yachel. Hochinami Benazirus. Benazirus also, there has to be a case where you're only violating one Lav.
Why?
I don't know why. It's a good question. The Elo says the Ran, if not, lo shavu lahadodei. They're not equal. In other words, I just want to explain what the Ran's saying. It's a hekesh. A hekesh means they're the same. They're not the same. Here there's one, here there's two. So now we're all like, what? What's the problem? They're the same. You have a bal yachel. What do you care if there's bal yochal also? Like, the Ran understands in Svara that the hekesh would say that the bal yachel, only bal yachel, no other lav. So we're all sitting here like, why in the world, even hekesh, yeah, they're the same. Yeah. You have a bal yachel. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. It's nobody's fault. But like, whose fault is it that 1 and 1 = 2? You have a bal yachel. It's like neder, and then there's a personal lav, so to speak, a private lav. Okay, it's a problem. Let's see the second Ran's attempt to explain the Gemara's question.
Shouldn't you look at neder the other way though? If you say, okay, this the payroll is usher. Okay, I can't eat them. Okay, and if I go ahead and eat them, I'm not only breaking my word, I'm also eating it, which I'm not allowed to do. So aren't you breaking two laws in at that point?
But there's only one law. You're not talking about a nozer. You're talking about a regular. There's only bal yachel. All there is bal yachel. The Torah is this your isser that you're violating. As we said from the Bezim and Aleph, from when we started learning, you created a Nissa Chetzah that you're breaking, but that's not a lot. That's the Isser that the Torah gave you the power to create Isser. But the Lav is the Lav of Bal Yachel. That's all there is. There is no other Lav. So, the Ran understands somehow logically, because we're only talking logic, that the Hekesh would say, I want only bal yachel, can't be anything else, which we don't understand, why? V'od nira be'enai, the second thing is a little more palatable, pardon the expression. V'od nira be'enai, mishum d'armina b'perek kol sho'a, that's the second perek in Sochim. D'chalhecha dikal amidrash darshina, whenever you can, you try to explain a pasuk to be telling me something new. Right? You know, by football or basketball, it's called piling on. Right? We don't want to pile on lava. We try to explain that, if it looks like there's two lava for something, we try to explain it away, that it's talking about something else. We don't like to pile on lava. So maybe here also, Vachanami, Ikalu Ukme Hakesha Lasharmili. Oh, this is already a more palatable question. The Hekesh could be coming for the other things in the Braisa, that the Baal could be Mayfair. If you learned Av Gimelam and Aleph, the Hekesh tells me other dinim also. So why say that the Hekesh is telling me that Yoiva Bal Yachel if you already have a Lav by Nosi, Bal Yochal, Bal Yishke? So why pile on Lav? That's the Gemara's question. What's why pile on lava? Velo lav fushe lave, and not the pile on lava. That's the Gemara's question.
So if you have a maisa that's attached to a lava, in other words, you have a maisa that would be over a lava, and you don't, and you have a possibility to make a drush that will add another lava to that same maisa.
No,
you prefer not to do it.
Yeah. If you could attribute the drasha to tell you something else. So here the Ran says, it's only the Hekesh that's saying this Bal Yachel by Nedorim. So let's use the Hekesh for the other things that it's used for. And we'll drop the Bal Yachel, because why pile on lava? And we see that principle in Psachim, that we try not to pile on lava. That's the second explanation of the Gemara's question. The Gemara's words are Bishlama by Nedarim you have Bal Yachel, but by Naziris Hechi Mashkachas Lo. When do you have Bal Yachel? You have Bal Yochal and Bal Yishter. Why Bal Yachel? So the obvious question when you learn the Gemara is, well, why not? So there's Bal Yachel too. That's what the Hekesh teaches you. So the first explanation of the Ran is that the Gemara felt that the Hekesh would tell you that you have Bal Yachel alone with nothing else, and that's what it's searching for. What's the case of Bal Yachel alone by Nazirus? The second teretz is, it really doesn't fit into the Lashon of Gemara. Gemara's question is, Hechem Eskachas Lo, what's the case? According to the second teretz, it's not a question of what's the case, it's a question of why pile up love.
Doesn't fit into the Lashon of Gemara.
Yeah. What?
According to the Rambam that we just read, the Zeros is full of a nether, does he hold by the runs first?
I don't know what to do with the Rambam. I don't know how, like you said, the Rambam is share from the Gemara. You would be other Bal Yachel. The Gemara says, yo, why only? Well, by Nazir. How can you be? Yeah, but it says Bal Yachel in the Torah. How can you?
Yeah, but that's because
he means it's a nether, not to drink wine.
Yeah,
but it's not
to drink for the
wine,
but for
the Bal Yachel. Yeah, but it says Bal Yachel also. It says Bal Yachel in the Torah.
Okay, so that's the problem. That's the only problem. It's just an issue of a nether. It's an understanding. The source is a nether. And if I don't buy to A, B, or C,
are you explaining the Gemara's question? What? But the Ran's not saying Terutzim, the Ran's explaining the Gemara's Kasha. Again, we're learning a Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's asking, how do you have Bal Yachel by Nazirus? So the Ran's bothered by, like, what kind of a question is that? Like, why not? You have Bal Yachel by Nazirus. That's what you learn out from the Hekesh. So the Ran has two explanations of the Gemara's Kasha. One is, we're looking for Bal Yachel alone, which we don't understand. Why would the Hekesh tell me Bal Yachel alone? Why is that so important that it should be alone? And the second kasha is more palatable question, but it doesn't fit into the Lashon HaGemara. All right, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow night.
Gemara is adding on to Bob.
It's a shame. Oh, tomorrow night, I'm going to be by the Beis HaKoros. It's 7 o'clock. I should be back by 8. Hopefully I'll be back
send
by 8.
Send it with a kashrut shirt?
But we'll learn 8 to 8:30. Well, again, we'll learn till 8:30. Jonathan, I bought a bunch of new svarim for the shul.
Great.
Thank you.